L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
CBS, Eye on the World, Christmas time, to Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation in Milan to celebrate Christmas in the Cathedral Square, the lights of the Cathedral Square, which were present during the pandemic and are now filled with holiday well-wishers. Lorenzo, you promised me you'd tell me about the lights. Are they spectacular? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Yes, we are preparing ourselves for the Christmas time that is very close now. And let me tell you that the Christmas lights are really beautiful, not only in Milan, but also in other towns. But let me start with Milan, my town. It is fantastic, the Cathedral Square. There is a very, very high Christmas tree. Plenty of something like 100,000 lights. It was light on the night of Sant'Ambrogio, which is the patron of Milan, the 8th of December, the 7th of December, which is also the date of the prima at the theater of La Scala, which we spoke about, by the mayor of Milan and by the president of our sports organization, because, you know, Milano in 2 years will be one of the sites of the Winter Olympic Games. So I think Milano is really shining with all these lights. But let me tell you, I was in Rome 1 week ago, and I could step the famous Fontana di Trevi stairs going to Piazza di Spagna, and even there were plenty of Christmas lights, of course, all sponsored by the major fashion stylers, and it was a fantastic atmosphere, let me tell you.
Christmas time, and Giorgia Meloni, always in the news, the prime minister leading a coalition on right of center. Her party, the Brothers of Italy, plan a law to protect Christian traditions, nativity scenes. As I understand it, over these last years, nativity scenes in the schools have been replaced by winter festivals. What is your opinion of the idea of putting nativity back into Christmas?
Well, John, let me tell you, first of all, that this is a recurring a matter of debate, of course, between those that are, let's say, in favor of protecting our legacy, the Catholic tradition, and those that believe that democracy should be something that can be over and above any tradition. In my opinion, I think I do agree with Giorgia Meloni, and I think that we should maintain our tradition across the Christmas time at school, because the largest majority of the population in Italy are Catholic, and I think that this is important point for very young people, particularly in order to create the value that our religion has developed and is continuing to promote all across the world. So I do agree to retain in the school what is the legacy of our religion, and forget something that have nothing to do with the winter tradition, like winter festival and so on.
During the campaign of 2019, Giorgia Meloni had this to say about how she regards herself as a politician. I am Giorgia, I am a woman, I am a mother, I am Italian, I am Christian. No one will take that away from me. Is that popular, or is that controversial, saying those things? They're all true. Do people applaud, or do they make noise?
Well, John, let me tell you, this is a controversial matter. I mean, the opposition always attacked Giorgia Meloni in a way that normally is something like pulling her legs about what she did with such a statement. But in my opinion, Giorgia is right. She's just stating what is the legacy of herself and all the other Italians, you know. We are Catholic, the most wants to be mother. So what's wrong in what she said? I think we should not be shy about being a Catholic, being a mother, and whatever. So I don't understand why there is always such criticism against what Georgia is saying.
And you need many more mothers, according to Georgia. She wants lots of babies. So she wants she wants lots of, I am a woman, I am a Catholic, I am a mother. She wants that for everybody. Now, there is some matter that Giorgia Meloni's government has involved themselves with, the worldwide threat in the Red Sea and the Suez Canal. Right now, there are said to be more than 100 container ships that need to divert around the Cape of Good Hope because the Red Sea is not considered safe and the insurance rates have climbed. We've been dealing with this story all week. The man's name is Al-Houthi. He is a gangster who comes from the mountains of Yemen, and he's using missiles and drones given to him by Iran to attack commercial shipping. The U.S. Navy and our allies are promising to protect the Red Sea traffic. Italy is sending a frigate, a Fram, one of your best. I've been on a frigate like that. It has a barista. It has a cappuccino bar. It's a wonderful, wonderful ship. You know that you build beautiful ships, and you're building that frigate for the United States Navy. Is this popular, sending a frigate to the Red Sea?
Yes, John. Yes. Apart from that, frigates is the same class of the LCS. The same boat has been adopted by the U.S. Navy. But apart from that, this is not the first time that Italy is sending some of the ships into the area of the Arabic Ocean and the area of the Red Sea. You know that piracy was one of the critical points and is still a critical point, and there are Italian Navy ships with other flags from Europe and also from US to patrol the area in front of the African Horn. But now we have this new problem, which is again a way of conducting the war in our times. A war that, of course, is jeopardizing the traffic of goods because that canal is a canal very important, because 80% of the goods that comes to Europe from Far East come through that canal, so to the channel. And so it's an important area to be patrolled and to be somehow an area that strategic for the development of the economy in Europe.
And Milano AC is your football team. What is the Super League? Is that going to in any way change your Milano AC? We have about a minute.
That is a breaking news of yesterday. The court in Brussels said that the European Football Association is wrong because they were against an initiative initiated by Real Madrid, the most important European team, and by other two Italian teams and others, including also my team, Milan AC, in order to create a Super League, which is a league of football teams playing over and above the national leagues, and also the competition set up by the European Football Association. In few terms, is a potential risk of a revolution in the football scenario across all Europe.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation in Milan, lucky fellow at Christmas time with thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of light in Cathedral Square filled with people after the pandemic. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit WashableSofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.